David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Advisor with Stacey Chalevi. Today, I'm very excited because we have our very special guest. It is Roger Kinect. He is actually one of the main people on our podcast series network. He is so dedicated in what he does, and he does it so well. He is part of the account. Well, he's actually the founder of the Accounting Universal Center, and he is just amazing at what he does. And you should check out his videos and his podcasts. You can find them on our channel. He has his own show. Just look him up. He's right there, and you'll get such great info when it comes to running a business and how to run it efficiently and productively so you could elevate to the next level. Now, today, Roger's going to talk about time management. And I love this because he's going to go over all the different strategies. And first of all, he's going to explain why it's important. He's going to give you the different strategies and how you could use it effectively in your business. And you could also apply it to your own life too. So really, this is going to be a very insightful podcast. So put your ears on and listen. Roger, take it away.
Stacey, you're awesome. Thank you again for this opportunity. Yeah, this is going to be a great discussion because for those of us who are old enough, you might remember actually having a Palm Pilot or a Franklin Day Planner, having a calendar that you were using. So this might bring back some good memories as to how you were better organized with task lists and so forth. So as we have this conversation, I'm sure that we'll not only talk about things you're doing now, but more importantly, some best practices that you can put into place to help you with your time management.
It's funny because I still have those calendars and all those lists and that you're talking about. I still use the toilet today, along with some modern versions of things. But those are, I have two calendars right now on my desk for different things. And I have a list book and everything else you could think of. And a desk calendar.
Yeah, my wife, she's old school. She's got the paper one, you know. And if you're someone like me, I remember when I would actually have on my desk the desk calendar. Every year you go buy a desk calendar, the big old sheets, and you peel those off month after month. No, I love those things. Those were amazing.
I have one right now on my desk.
There you go. Go down to Office Depot and grab yourself a desk calendar. I love it.
So tell us, why is it so important to have time management in your life?
Well, first of all, because so many things are demanding our time. And one of the things we have to understand is whether you're looking at it from the perspective of you've got a spouse, you've got children, perhaps you've got friends, obviously you've got your own interests at heart, then you've got your business responsibilities, those things that you've already agreed to trade time for. You're getting paid for the time and the skill and expertise that you have. But that time that you're doing needs to be now managed because literally we're all dealing with the same 24 hours in a day. Many of us need sleep. Now, fortunately, some are able to get by with less. I'm one of those. I don't need as much. But the point is we still have to leverage those same 24 hours in a day. And I don't know about you, but when I look at individuals such as athletes and you see them getting up at 4 or 5 in the morning to exercise and do what they're doing to be the excellent people they are in their profession. When you look at people that are very, very successful in their careers, some of them are actually doing the same in 24 hours a day as you and I are, but they're running multi-million, if not billion-dollar companies. They're running countries. Well, what am I doing? And I want to figure that out. And so I want to become a lot more effective with my time.
Right. No, I agree with you. Now, how do you start with the basics? How do you begin when it comes to time management? Like, where do we start? Like, what's the first thing we need to do so we do it effectively?
First thing is you've got to figure out what are you wanting to accomplish. And so I think that's the clarity, the specificity of goals. It's why am I going to do what I'm going to do? And so you have to have some direction in mind. I'm trying to accomplish specific things. And in order to do that, I've identified specific tasks that need to be taken care of. Now, in some of the things that I'm doing recurring events. Very important to me are, let's say, my relationships. So with my spouse, I have regularly planned activities that I intend to do. do because I want to foster that relationship. I don't want to let it just kind of go stale. I want to intentionally put forth time, commit time to that relationship. So I've got that same thing not only with my spouse, but then as well with my children. I have for over a decade, probably near 2 decades now, I've actually had a standing appointment with my children. It started when they were young. They're all adult and married now. Once every quarter, I go out every third Thursday of the month, and I have a, it's called a daddy day. I basically go out that evening, have dinner. We go do an activity together, and it's literally something that we look forward to. And really, when they were younger, it was probably a little bit more structured because it was me being interested in them, who their friends are, what are they doing in school. Today, it's what are they doing at work? What are they doing for fun? What's going on with their families? And that's one of the powerful things. Well, after now doing it for 2 decades, it's just one of those standing things that I've dedicated, put on my calendar. It's something that's going to be planned out and meant to happen. So it's really starting first and foremost, what do you ultimately want to prioritize and make happen? And once you've figured out this year, this month, this week, what I want to do, then the next part is just figuring out what tasks need to take place to move in that direction. What do you need to do each day, each week in order to achieve it?
Okay, can I ask you a question that goes in between that? That makes complete sense. Now, I mentioned to you right before the show, there are a lot of people that know how to prioritize time, but they don't pick the important stuff first. Sometimes they prioritize and they put things that need to get done, but it's not the first thing that needs to get done. So if they're going to prioritize their time and make their day the most effective possible, and especially if you're running a business and you want to be profitable and you want to do well, there are certain things that are going to give you a return back if you do it first and you get it done and it gets done appropriately. How do you weigh out what's important and what's not important?
Oh, I love this question. I'm glad that you brought us back to it because you did ask it. There's basically 4 things that we can categorize things into: things that are urgent that you have control over, things that you have control over but aren't urgent, things that are in your control but that aren't in your control but are urgent. And then lastly, they're not urgent and they're not in your control. Once you can take things that are going on in your life and put them into one of those 4 categories, you help now prioritize the things that are urgent and are in your control to get done. The things that are urgent but out of your control, you've got 2 options. Either it's something that you can delegate to someone else who does have it in their control, or it's having to recognize that it's out of your control. It's something else going on in the world that's impacting you. And now you can actually, because it's urgent, figure out what things could you do to mitigate or address it. But clearly the first priority are those things that are urgent that you are in control of. And that's where you want to actually prioritize, because at the end of the day, you could get those things done and addressed.
Yes, that's very good. I really like that idea because I've known so many people, especially in the business world, they prioritize things, but it's always like it's not prioritized the right way. And then they feel like, I always hear a lot of business people say, I felt like I got nothing accomplished. Well, you know, it's because sometimes, you know, you could easily get distracted and then focus on something. And before you know it, you look at the time clock and like, where did the time go? You know, 2 hours just passed and I've been doing X, Y, and Z. And, you know, I should have had, you know, 1, 2, and 3 done already, you know, and, you know, things like that. Now, when it comes to when you prioritize and everything, you have everything well organized. And, you know, we talked about the calendars and we joked about the calendars, but how, you know, why is a calendar important and what, you know, how can it actually help people structure their time better and actually get more accomplished?
First things first is time blocking. It's a philosophy that some of you may be familiar with. Time blocking allows you to say, okay, yes, this is important. Yes, it's something I need to do. I'm going to now dedicate either today, tomorrow, the next day, time to do this. So it's not just a task list. It's not just a list of things that I need to get done in an order. It's actually, here's where I'm going to do it on a day, and I'm blocking out a period of time that I feel is necessary to accomplish what's asked of me. Because you can have a list of things that are important to do, and you can have them prioritized in sequence. But the problem is there's no way of distinguishing between something that's going to take you 15 minutes versus something that'll take you 4 hours. And so it's very important to actually now take and time block, because now you're saying nothing else is going to get scheduled here. Nothing else is going to interrupt me in the sense that this is what I'm going to be focused on. Here's a little secret, though. It always takes longer than you expect. Everything always takes longer than you expect. And so if you think it's going to take an hour, give it an hour and a half. If you think it's going to take 2 hours, give yourself 3 hours. You'll find that not only will it take the time, because we do tend to fill the time because we've allotted it, but
Yeah.
more importantly, if you rush and get it done and you've got the extra time, if you're like me, you've got something else that you can be doing. So you've got to run into this balance between if you give yourself an hour, odds are you may take an hour, but oftentimes I find that it does. I'm a poor judge of time. I think things are so easy. I'm very optimistic. Oh, I can get this done real fast. What I think is going to take 15 minutes takes me inevitably, 30 minutes. So I err too simplistically on things. So I know
Right.
I've got to give myself more time. But the thing I'd like to add to this whole part of the discussion about time blocking and designating specific time for a subject or for a task is also this idea of some people are prone to say, well, I'm going to get the small ones out of the way first. I'm going to take care of these five things. They're all just little 15-minute things, versus here's this thing that I know is going to take me half the day, all day. And rather than just ending the day saying I got one thing done, I'm going to get the day saying I did 10 things today.
Yes.
Here's why I want to give you some pushback. The pushback is that one thing is the one thing that moves the needle. It is the most important thing you need to get done. The
Right.
nicety of I was able to check off five things today, yeah, that makes you feel perhaps a little bit more accomplished, but honestly, those things weren't urgent. Those things were probably nice to haves. Those things were probably, wouldn't it be nice if? Well, that one thing that was going to take all day is a big deal. And honestly, because you didn't start it at the beginning of the day, you're not going to finish it today and it's going to bleed into tomorrow. You're prolonging something that is urgent, and that's what we want to avoid. So you want to prioritize, like we discussed a moment ago, take that one thing that is going to take a day and put it at the top. And those five things that are perhaps a little smaller, those can come later. And yes, you'll have the chance to take care of them, but notice the satisfaction you're going to get at the end of the day today, taking care of the thing that was the most important, the most pressing.
Oh, 100%. That's an excellent point to make. And also I also what I did also is when I had that one big project that I know I have to get done during the day, and I block off a whole time frame for that project because it's important, it's urgent, it needs to get done. And then I have other things that really need to get done. It's important, but then I know you could spend an hour on it or you could spend 4 hours on it. And I would look at my day, I would look at my schedule, I would look at how many things I need to get done, and then I would prioritize how much I'm going to actually spend on it, because this is something that I could probably carry over to the next day. It's not, like you mentioned, an urgent thing. I need to get some of it done, but it could always carry over to till the next day. Because you do have, and I was one of these people, I have to admit, I was one of those compulsive people. When you start something, you want to finish it. And then it's just, I guess I just inherited it from my dad. And I just, when I started something, I always wanted to finish the project. But then I realized over time, sometimes you can't do your best. You can block out a certain amount of time, you have everything prioritized, but then you have to, when you're doing other stuff, you have to say, you know what, I can only do so much. I could, this is a good amount of time to give it. If I don't get it done, I'll carry it over till tomorrow.
Well, in addition to that, one thing I'd add is some of us are perfectionists, and some of us really want to do things right or do things very well or not at all. And I want
Right.
to push back on that in the simple sense of saying, as you get more responsibilities, there are a lot of things that are going on, and there may be people depending on you to get certain things done, and you're holding them up. You're the bottleneck. And
Right.
so it sometimes is best to get it done as opposed to getting it done superbly well. And
Right.
I need you to be the judge of that. And you have to assess, where can you sacrifice or cut corners? But the point is at the end of the day, is it better that it got done or that it got done phenomenally well? It's
Right.
probably best in most instances that it just got done. And
Yeah.
so, yes, you have this standard that you're personally trying to meet. And so, therefore, you're not giving yourself permission to do it any other way. If anyone else was to do this, this is what I would expect. But in reality, it just needs to get done. And the
Right.
fact that you're holding it off and procrastinating and pushing it off because you don't have the time to do it right, all of a sudden you're creating for yourself this bottleneck of other things are being postponed. And you really may be impacting other people because they're waiting for you to get that one thing accomplished. So just do yourself a favor. Realize you don't need to spend 4 hours. You've got 2 hours. Get it done in 2 hours. Hustle, make it something that you can focus on. And then this is, I think, a great place to bring up this next point. We are all humans that do become tired and we have abilities to focus or concentrate. We have to understand that we need breaks. And so you need to actually not just go from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. You need to put in there a time to go to the restroom, to get a drink of water, to go to lunch. You need these breaks. And these breaks are actually not just good physically, but mentally. And so, yes, if something's going to take you, say, 4 hours to do, build into it permission to take a break. And one of the things that you can do is set an alarm. I've got something I've got to do, and I've got this alarm set. And when it goes off, I'm going to stop and I need to walk away. And this is where you can give yourself permission to maybe go outside and walk around the house or go walk around the office. Take off your shoes and put them in the grass. You can actually now get up and actually go speak to someone because it does help your brain to kind of step away for a moment. It does help your body to get up out of the chair and get the steps in that you need.
Oh, 100%. I think that's great advice because a lot of times people do that and they just lose their clarity. They get burnt out very easily. And then once you get to that burned out feeling, if you don't renew yourself and refresh yourself, even just like you said, taking a walk, just maybe getting a cup of coffee, maybe just, just relaxing and doing something like getting something to eat and just sitting down for a few minutes and just like you going somewhere where it's nice and quiet. Could do so much good, and it actually refreshes you, and you can go back and do what you're doing and do it so much better because you gave yourself time to renew yourself and not burn yourself out to the point where you can't even look at any other number or word because you feel like your brain is going to explode.
Exactly. Now, related to this, just as a quick comment, we also as human beings tend to learn when we're most effective. Some of us are best in the morning, some of us are best in the afternoon. Some of us after lunch, we get that tired feeling because we're digesting the food and so we're just not that attentive right after lunch. Well, maybe you don't want to schedule this intense project for you right at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe you should have done that at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning when you're a little bit more on your top of your game, having just started your day. So you do also want to take into consideration just when it is you're most effective so that you can actually put that more important thing there to actually schedule and work on.
Oh, 100%. Because if you're not focused and you're not, you don't have that connection with your brain and you're kind of a little off, you could be doing something and then later on you go back to it and you're like, I wrote that. I did that, and you find more mistakes than you're n normally, used to. And you're like, all because you just weren't.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Focused, you didn't give yourself that time.
Yeah, the way I like to refer to it is you're being strategic and you're being deliberate.
Yes, very good. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Now, when it comes to interruptions, it's very hard sometimes. Like when you are working, the phone rings, people come in your office, people are asking for things, we have a problem. So and so didn't show up today. What do we do? And then all of a sudden, you're trying to, you need work to get specific work done. And, everybody and their mother is calling you and everybody wants something. How do you stop those interruptions so you could actually get your work done? Because your work is important. And in order for you to accomplish what you need to accomplish, and in order for, to grow your business, you have to get these things done. And how do you stop those interruptions?
Excellent question. And this is going to vary person to person because of some addictions that we each have. I'm fortunate. I'm not prone to as many of these as perhaps many, but you're going to relate to this. First of all, is your phone. If you've got your notifications on that every time somebody does some post or some news article comes out and you get this ding, a lot of us are now programmed that when that ding happens, it's like Pavlov's dog. We've got to look at the phone. Got to look at the phone. Okay, what is this? What just happened that I need to be aware of right now? If that's the case, you need to either silence your phone, turn off your phone, put your phone somewhere else. Just because someone's texting you doesn't mean you have to reply. In my world, a text does not mean I instantly respond to you. Okay, a text means when I have a moment, I will respond. And so text me, I'll get back to you. And that's totally fine. The same is true with the phone call. Just because someone's calling, I don't need to answer the phone. It's
Right.
again, don't be Pavlov's dog to assume that just because the phone's ringing, I have to stop everything and answer. They're going to go
Right.
away. No, that's why we have voicemail. And so voicemail is totally fine. It can go to voicemail. They'll leave a message. You can get back to them. And guess what? If they don't even leave a voicemail, perhaps it wasn't that important. And if in reality you want to call them back on the drive home. Call them back late at night. Hey, I saw you called earlier today. You didn't leave a message. Just wanted to check back. That's
Right.
totally fine. What we're trying to do here is realize that as you're focused and working, you do not need to do everything. I take this back to when I'm watching television. This is something I'm very familiar, or people know about me. When I'm watching a television show or I'm watching a movie, I'm not going to get interrupted. I'm watching something. Everything can wait for when this is over. I'm not interrupting this. And so, whether you call me, whether you want to talk to me, I'm not going to stop. And same with work. I'm just going to sit down, take care of this. When I'm done, I can then take care of whatever else somebody else wanted to interrupt my day with because they thought it was that important. Again, I'm prioritizing. This is what needs my attention right now.
100%. Oh, that's so true. That would, it's funny you say that because that drives my husband nuts because I won't run and answer the phone or look at the phone right away. And my husband has that phone right next to him. And if someone beeps or someone clicks or someone, he's right on it, and where I could just leave it down on the table and I'll get to it later. And, for him, he's a type A. It drives him nuts. For me, it's like, I'll get to it when I get to it, and then, he's like, well, how do you know it's not the kids and it's not emergency? I said, well, if it's the kids, then they'll call you if they can't reach me.
They'll call back twice.
They'll
Yeah,
call
no,
back
they're.
twice.
That's right. This is meant to eliminate the anxiety I think so many of us feel because we have so many things drawing on our attention. There are
Yeah.
so many things that need us, and they are various levels. I mean, obviously, the notification that somebody just, posted an article or did something on social media because it dings my phone isn't urgent. I don't need to be anxious over that. A text
Exactly.
message, believe me, if there was an emergency, they're not texting me, so it's okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, you can just vary these things, and you're right about your spouse. If it's that important, they'll call them as well, and then we'll answer the phone. So there's just a various varying levels as to how you respond. You have to condition yourself to say, who's in control? Am I
Right.
responding to everyone else's interests, or am I in control and I respond as needed when I choose? And so I think that's a very important and healthy thing to realize.
Yes, 100%. And what do you think are some of the best ways to break that habit? It's a hard question, but people get into those bad habits. So if we're gonna focus on time management, we're not gonna get distracted. We don't want any interruptions. Do you have a tip or two that someone could, kind of ease themselves away from that bad habit and start to focus on, just giving themselves some time, like to watch a TV show and not have to run to the phone and so forth?
Oh yeah, well, there's a few things. Obviously, I said you can put your phone on silent, or you can even go so far as to turn it off. With regards to time blocking or watching a show or whatever, you can just say for this period of time, I will not do anything else. You
Yes.
know, if the place starts to, burn down and the fire alarm goes off, that's the exception. But otherwise, I'm here, I'm doing this, I'm not getting up until I'm done. It's those types of things that you need to do. And as to kind of being responsive and so forth, I wanted to mention one thing because I think everyone will get a humorous chuckle out of this. I don't know about you, but I carry my phone in my front pocket. And in my front pocket, it's right next to my thigh. I
Yeah.
don't know if everyone has experienced this, but I know many have, which are these phantom vibrations as
Yes.
if the phone is going off. And yet
Yeah.
you put your hand in your pocket and your phone's not even in your pocket. And yet your
Yeah.
thigh is vibrating as if there's something there needing your attention. That's how bad this is for a lot of us. We're
Yes.
to a point where we're triggered that we're missing out on something. We have this FOMO, fear of missing out. And that's
Yes.
one of the things that we're trying to get away from. Take control of your life. And yes, you could go through various baby steps to say, okay, I'm not going to check my phone for the next half hour. I'm going to turn off my phone when I go to bed tonight. I'm going to put the phone in the other room. I'm not going to have it on when I'm watching a movie. Nothing's more annoying than going to the theater and halfway through the film, seeing this person's face light up because they chose to check their messages on their phone. It's like, what are you doing? Just get
Right.
off your phone. So that's one of the things that we're talking about.
I love it. I love it. So now when we're decided to, we have all these strategies, now we want to move forward and we want to start implementing them. You know, what are some tips to start implementing good time management? Maybe you can, we just discussed all the strategies. You know, how does someone, you know, how should they maybe start? Maybe give them some healthy tips on how to really start creating your new, you know, healthy habit of time management that's going to be effective and play a huge role in success in your life.
Well, because I brought up time blocking, I'm going to use that as a premise.
Okay.
Time blocking, what I basically do is I do this at the end of every year to begin the new year. I do this as a quarterly or monthly type activity, but I literally do it at the beginning of every week on Sunday to look at the new week coming. And I do it every night before I go to bed. And it's essentially, I look at my calendar. And on my calendar, I try to prioritize essentially what's going to happen. And at the end of the year for the new year, I just basically assess relationships. What's important to me? If I want to have a very good relationship with my spouse, how often should I have, in essence, a date with her? Well, I
Yeah.
want once a week to go out with my wife. I want to have
Right.
a date night where it's planned. It's not spontaneous in the sense of we're looking forward to it. It's something we're planning. I'm going to say we're going to go out. We're going to go to a theater. We're going to go to a play. We're going to go to dinner. And it's going to be on the calendar. We're both looking forward to this. Well, I'm going to go ahead and schedule this so that I have it throughout the entire year. So I've got that. I've got my relationship with my children. I've got that every third Thursday blocked out for them that night. Now, in addition to that, health is a priority for me. Fortunately, I've actually got a goal I put on my vision board. I was going to lose weight and I'm nearly at my ideal weight. I've lost now 30 pounds. Well,
Good
the
for
reason
you.
why I've done that, thank you. The reason why I've done that is because partly it's diet, partly it's exercise. So I have in my calendar Monday through Friday,
Yeah.
every day at 6:30 to 8 o'clock, I go to the gym. Well, the beauty of it is it's on my calendar. If it's on my calendar, I'm pretty good at making sure it happens. So
Yeah.
I've got it in there. Now, what's the next thing? Well, in work, I have management re responsibilities. I have managers who report to me. I want to meet with them every single week. Well, every week on Monday, I've got a meeting with this manager, this manager, this manager. I have a every other week, I have a meeting where I do a team meeting where we get together. We have a lunch meeting that we have. Well, that's a lunch meeting that's planned. It's on everyone's calendar. I've got agencies that I work with, vendors that I'm interacting with. I have weekly, every other week, monthly meetings with all of them. They're all recurring. They're all scheduled. Each of these things are a priority to me. Being a priority, something I have control of, I schedule the appointment. I invite them. They know what's on the calendar. I fill my day with those things that I feel are essential. Everything else, I will fit in around it because everything else isn't urgent and it
Right.
isn't a priority. It might be a fire, it might need my attention, but I have this that I'm going to be doing right now. I can get to you in an hour. I'll take your phone call in another hour. Those things get fit in because I've prioritized intentionally what matters most, what I feel will be most impactful to my personal life, my health, my business success, and I've actually put them on the calendar. You and I have scheduled out, as you know, a number of meetings that we're going to be having, and they go out, if I'm not mistaken, until the month of May. This is 5 months out that I
Yeah.
am clearly scheduled and I know exactly what's happening when. I have a podcast that you mentioned that I host. My podcast, coincidentally, is doing very well, and I have bookings out through the month of June at this point. Every Thursday, one or two recordings that I'm doing every single Thursday through the month of June. That's 6 months out on my calendar. Why? Because it's that important to me that I stay that organized.
Yes. It's so that's such a great, you know, that's a great example because that's the way you should do things. And a lot of people don't always think so much in advance, but you should. You know, you can always make changes, you know, but you should have a trajectory. You should have a strategy. You should understand what you're doing and, you know, how much time is each going to take. So you understand what to do. And when you start doing that, that's when that time management turns into a really productive strategy and you get a lot accomplished. So these are great strategies and I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Now, if you
Well,
had, go ahead.
I've got one more thing I want to add then. Before we wrap things up, I want to talk about personal time.
Yes, please do.
Personal time, recharging, kind of getting that Energizer bunny all recharged again. Here's the thing. They've done studies that have actually shown that when people are looking forward to a vacation, a long weekend, a special activity, it's the anticipation for that event that really gets them charged and excited. I'm doing the work I'm doing all this stuff busy-wise
Yeah.
for this as a celebration. And one of the things that I think the study illustrates extremely well is that the vacation oftentimes is very tiring. It's not uncommon for a person to come back from a 3-day weekend, a vacation somewhere, more tired than when they left. Why? We're really good as human beings to actually say, well, I'm on vacation, so I'm going to get up earlier than I normally do. I'm going to hustle more than I normally hustle, go do all these things. I'm going to eat more than I typically eat. I'm going to go to bed later than I normally do. Why? Because I'm on vacation. And then you come back and you're more tired than you ever were. So my point is they've done a study that said it's actually the anticipation for the vacation, the time off, that actually is the benefit. It's not the vacation itself. But then they also found in the study another important thing. It's the fact that after the vacation, typically a depression will set in because you may not have anything to look forward to. And so in the study, they found as long as you've got something else on the horizon within the next 8 to 12 weeks, that depression can be avoided because when you actually do the vacation, even though you're tired, you can now end it and you have something else to look forward to and plan that's not too far off in the future. So what the study basically said is every 8 to 12 weeks, you need to have something that you're looking forward to. And it's not saying you have to have a trip to Europe and a trip to Tahiti on the calendar. It is saying that you need to have something that you're looking forward to. It's we're going to be going here for this weekend. We're going to be doing this with grandma. We're going to go see mom and dad this weekend. It's having these things that are scheduled, and it can be a staycation. It can be a 3-day vacation over a weekend. Those things are just as significant. So if you look at my calendar, nearly every single month, if not more, I have a trip, I have something planned, I have something scheduled. I've got just this next week, I'm going snowshoeing with my family up to a cabin. The week after that, I'm going snowmobiling. 2 weeks after that, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas. I mean, it's just one thing after another that I get to look forward to. I get to plan. I get to bring up that I'm traveling, and somebody gets to say, oh, make sure you do this when you go. Those are the types of things that you need to have on your calendar because at the end of the day, are you living life? Are you enjoying life? Are you making the most of life? Are you just working and busily hustling around? Or are you doing things that you love and enjoy, your hobbies, your interests? And so you want to make sure you're scheduling those in there and make them a priority. You do not want to find yourself every 3, 6 months looking back going, oh my heavens, I haven't done anything. I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't accomplished anything. I am just a workaholic. Work hard, play hard.
I like that a lot. That's great advice because I see so many people, they just work, 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 and they don't enjoy life. They started to in the beginning, but then as time went on, their priorities went out of line, and then now it all became work. And then, but you can't live to work. You want to work to live. And so you really have to, focus on what's important, and happiness and joy in my book is always the first priority.
Well, I'm the worst being a workaholic, and I love my work, so I do find joy in it. But the thing is I also want to enjoy life, and so work is not everything.
I agree with you. Now, before we go, if you wanted to really emphasize on a couple important factors, is there a few things you'd like to emphasize to the listeners?
Yes, if this interests you, if this is something that you'd like to know more about, in the description, we're sharing with you a free time management course. It's a course that was designed where I teach essentially some of these principles and more as to what it is you can be doing to take back your day, take control of your time, prioritize what it is you're doing. And so I'd encourage you to take advantage of that. I also mentioned in this the vision board. The vision board is also an exercise that you can do that if you've never done one before, it's a free class where I teach you exactly how to take what you're trying to work on, your thoughts, your goals, your dreams, and really make them more likely to occur because you've been able to do a vision board. We just had a previous episode where we discussed that, both Stacy and I, and I encourage you to check that out, but also take advantage of that free course. But as a summary of this conversation, time is fleeting. We all have 24 hours in a day. At the end of the day, you could either experienced life or lived life. I don't want to experience it. I want to live it. I want to proactively decide what I'm going to do. I want to prioritize the things that are important to me and make time for them. And I want to identify the tasks that are necessary to accomplish them, to move them forward so that they're part of my schedule, my regimen. And by doing so, I want to time block them. By time blocking them, I'm setting aside time that I feel is sufficient to accomplish accomplish whatever I'm prioritizing as being urgent and within my control. If I'm doing all those things, I'm going to feel as if I'm moving forward. I'm going to be able to look back over the last week, the last month, the last quarter, and say, wow, I've accomplished some things. Look at the things that we've gotten done. This is amazing. Why? Because they mattered. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I also give you permission. I give you permission to go out and enjoy life. Schedule something once a month, no more than 8 to 12 weeks out, wherein you're actually spending time with the people that matter most to you, doing the things that you enjoy the most, recharging your batteries. Why? Because that allows you to then come back and be on your A game.
I love it. I love it. That's amazing. Now, where can people contact you?
First, I would say come to LinkedIn. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Love to be connected with you. Just mention the show. Just mention that you'd heard us speak, and that would be wonderful. Love to connect with you there. The other is to go to universalaccounting.com. At universalaccounting.com, we've got a number of free resources that you can take advantage of, as well as my podcast that I host that you can check out as well. So I invite you to actually go to universalaccounting.com.
I love it. Well, this has been amazing, Roger. Thank you so much for coming on the show. As always, you always give such great podcasts and such great information. And I really appreciate you and everything you do and all your knowledge and expertise. You're just wonderful at what you do.
Thank you, Stacey. It was a pleasure. And always remember this, if it's about accounting, it is universal.
I love it. Yes, it is. You have a great day.